Hey there, thank you for joining us on America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. Always great to spend time with you. If you're feeling really peaked because we're into the deep summer months and wondering how can you feel better, I've got a little bit of good advice for you, courtesy of my style expert, Michael O'Connor, who has the very latest on how to stay cool with the clothes you choose to wear. Michael?
Thanks, Valerie. I hope that the listeners caught my last few segments about the best necklines for your face shape, and then how to carry it through so that the necklace actually works with the neckline and your face shape. If not, they're still on my Facebook page. But meanwhile, here we are in the middle of summer. August is typically one of the hottest months of the year. So this week, I wanted to talk a little bit about some easy style solutions to stay cool during the hottest days of summer. And here are seven great style tips that I think are really going to help you. The first is an old and time-honored tradition, and it's one of the reasons why actually white is worn on tennis courts. Keeping your clothing in a lighter color range is advisable. The reason for this is that dark colors absorb light and make you hotter, while lighter colors actually reflect the light and will help to keep you cool. Second, if you have longer hair, wear it up, or at least keep it from sitting on the back of your neck. The back of your neck is one of the places of the body where heat naturally escapes. Therefore, keeping your hair from resting on the back of your neck actually helps your body to allow it to release the heat. If you want to wear your hair down, though, think about wearing a small cotton scarf or bandana around your neck to absorb the sweat and to keep it slightly off of your neck. If you really want to augment the scarf's effectiveness, one of the things that you can do is store it in the freezer or refrigerator, or even soak it in some cold water prior to wear. That's going to keep you cool for a longer time. For the same reason, you want to really let your back breathe as well. So the third tip is really to avoid backpacks during the summer. They really can keep the heat in and make you very uncomfortable and very sweaty. An idea is to choose smaller bags for summer and really try to carry around less stuff during the summer. This is one area where smaller is actually better. Now, if you really do need to carry a tremendous amount of stuff, stick to a tote-style bag or a bag that has a narrow strap, like a crossbody. That's going to help you stay a little cooler, at least. Fourth, if your clothing is a little bit more simple, and you avoid pieces with too much beading, and specifically metal ornamentation, it's really going to also help you keep cool. Beads and ornamentation on clothes not only add weight to the clothes, but it holds them closer to your skin, and therefore it traps in heat. So choosing pieces that aren't as fussy or too decorated is going to help you be cool throughout the summer. Fifth, when buying clothing for summer, choose natural fabrics. Synthetic fabrics actually trap in the heat, while natural fabrics like cottons and linens, they breathe better. And they will also absorb sweat better and dry more quickly. Therefore, you're not going to feel as hot when you're wearing them. Sixth, when choosing fabrics for summer wear, choose fabrics that are a little bit more structured, especially for your work wear. Still keep your pieces in looser, cooler fits, but just with a slightly heavier fabric. Flimsy, lightweight fabrics look great for the summer, and they can be very tempting because they really have this gorgeous lightweight look to them. However, the flimsier the fabric, the more it's going to stick to your body, even with the smallest amount of sweat. Therefore, it's best to go a touch heavier on fabrics so that you don't look like you've been in a wet t-shirt contest. Also, open weave cotton knits can be a very, very chic look for the summer. And the great thing about them is that because they're so open, you're going to really be able to enjoy even the slightest cool breeze. And the other thing that you should really remember is that if you can avoid padding in your bra, absolutely do it. You won't realize that an inch or two of foam padding is a surefire way to be uncomfortable and sweaty during the summer. And seventh, Finally, stay in the shade and always bring a hat or scarf with you. A wider brimmed hat can give you a welcome bit of shade no matter where you are, and there are plenty of hats out there made from lightweight fabrics that travel well in your handbag. A lightweight scarf will also do this trick, and when you're not wearing the scarf over your head, it can really be tied to the handle of your handbag as a very, very chic accessory. Now, if you want to see these visually, don't forget, go to my Facebook page, Michael O'Connor Style. I hope you are enjoying the summer. Personally, it's my favorite season. Stay cool, drink plenty of water, take care of your skin with sun protection. And until next week, you're fashionable in five. Also, don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter, @StylingSpy. Thanks, Valerie.
Thank you, Michael O'Connor. Always great information to share on America Weekend. It's a pleasure. Valerie Smaldone, America Weekend and Friends is the program. America
Weekend. Think Green with Harrison.
Harrison with you. After years, Australian inventors have a generator that their patent states makes many times more power than it consumes. And it's self-propelled once started.
You don't get more revolutionary, I think.
Inventor John Christie.
There's a capacity to change the way that motors cars are propelled. You can replace the combustion engine, in fact.
What might this mean to the average person when it's marketed in a couple of years?
I mean, a householder could buy one of these machines and install it in his garage and power his house forever without buying another kilowatt from a retailer.
At about $5,000, the Lutech motor
has the capacity to change the way that the world produces its electric power.
From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She overcame bulimia to win 14 singles and 20 doubles titles, including 3 mixed doubles grand slams, 2 Olympic medals, and a stunning upset over Martina Navratilova.
The emotions are overwhelming. The champion goes home. Zena Garrison goes on.
So where is Zena Garrison now? Zena added to her tennis resume in 2008, coaching Venus and Serena Williams to a doubles gold medal at the Beijing Olympics. She started the Zena Garrison Foundation for the Homeless and the All Court Tennis Program, which supports inner city tennis in her hometown of Houston, Texas. Zena beat fellow great Chris Evert in Chris's last U.S. Open match ever.
And with that shot, an era has ended.
What a professional that Garrison is. She didn't make a big to-do about it.
Zena Garrison, a Texas-sized success story. I'm Ahmad Rashad.